There are 1,213 COVID-positive patients currently hospitalized in Ontario, including 201 COVID patients in intensive care units and 87 on ventilators. The province reported no new deaths in today's report, but reporting is delayed for deaths caused by COVID. Since April 9, 373 people in Ontario have died because of COVID, with between 5 and 21 deaths per day. COVID-19 has been the cause of, or a factor in, the death of 12,972 people in Ontario since March 2020, according to the province's daily reporting. The daily update included 1,206 lab-confirmed COVID cases. Case counts are assumed to be underestimated because of limited PCR testing and only PCR results are included in the daily case counts. Since the start of the pandemic, Public Health Ontario has confirmed 1,276,116 cases of COVID-19 and reported 1,239,781 cases recovered or resolved. The May 9 updates provided by the province's Public Health Agency and the Ministry of Health also reported the following data. Hospitalizations 1,213 COVID-positive patients in Ontario hospitals. Approximately 45% were admitted for COVID-19 with the remaining patients admitted for other reasons but testing positive for COVID-19. 201 patients are in intensive care units with COVID-related illnesses, including 87 patients on ventilators. On Sundays and Mondays, hospitalization data is incomplete because more than 10% of Ontario hospitals do not report to the bed census. Vaccination status of hospitalized cases is also unavailable. Vaccination about 86% of the population over 4 years old in Ontario has two or more doses of COVID vaccine, about 12.1 million people, more than 7.2 million people in Ontario have had three doses of a COVID vaccine. 10% of the eligible population, aged 5 and up, is unvaccinated. Testing Ontario labs processed 7,702 tests, resulting in a 12% positivity. Northern Ontario in the north, there are 155 hospitalizations, which is the same as yesterday, according to provincial data. There are 15 people in ICU with the virus, down from 16 yesterday, and 5 people on ventilators, down from 6 yesterday. Not all health units update their websites over the weekend and the data for Northern Ontario is not up to date yet.